going further in the Inyan Masira. And today, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss some of the Chazals that discuss this issue. So the first Chazal is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Chesamad Aleph. The Gemara talks about two stories. In the first one, there was a Jew that planned to inform on Rav Shila. And Rav Shila paskened that this informer has a din of a roidif. A roidif literally means a pursuer. It's a halachic term for someone who wants to kill someone else. And Rav Shila paskened that this Moisa had a din of a roidif and is subject to the principle of Habar laharagacha hashkim laharagoi, that if someone comes to try and kill you, then rise up first and kill him. And therefore, essentially, Rav Shila was paskening that the Moisa is chayv misa in order to stop him. That's the first case. In the second case, the Amoraim, Rav, and Rav Kana, they were involved in a case of Mesira regarding assets. So there was a threatened Mesira someone was saying they're going to be reporting assets to some non-Jews. Now, Ruvain, who was the person who was threatening him to Moisa, was warned by Rav to not go ahead with his plans. However, Ruvain stood his ground and Ruvain said he's going to inform. So Rav Kana, who was present at the time, and witnessed Rav's warning and Ruvain's refusal to listen, and he killed this potential informer. And the Rav quoted a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Peik Nun Aleph Pasuk Chaf, and he said the following, without going to the words of the pasuk, but he said essentially that when a wild bull falls into a pit, no one has mercy on it and pulls it out. And he says the same applies to Jewish money. He says once it falls into non-Jewish hands, then they will have no mercy on him and will even kill the Yid for his money. And that's quoted in Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So it comes out, what's based on what Rav's saying, is that informing about Yid's assets, halachically speaking, could be the same as informing about the person himself, about basically handing over the person himself. This is because of the way that the situation was in times of the Gemara and Rishonim, and even into the Achronim, through a lot of our history, that there's been a lot of abuse against the Yidden through the ages, a lot of discrimination, there's been violence, expulsions, pogroms, where we have little protection. So the Rosh, this is in Tshuva of the Rosh, so he says the Chazal equate a roidif to a roidif who informs on about Yid's assets to a regular roidif who's pursuing someone with intention to kill him, because he says the redifus over the money will eventually turn into a defus over the person's life. And the Rosh says like this. He says, the day they take money, the next day they take all his money. In the end, they torture him with the hope that they'll get more money. So those are the basic makaris. And we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem later on whether these halachas or how these halachas apply nowadays. Where if we live in countries where there's a clearer legal system. But before that, what we're going to do is we're going to go through 9 exceptions. So it comes up that being moisa, assets, is asa to sort of sneak, so to speak, to authorities about what a person owns is going to be asa. But there are, sorry, not 9, there are 10 heterim. There are 10 exceptions to the rule and 10 situations in which a person will be allowed to inform authorities about a person's assets. Mitzvah tomorrow, we will start going through them. We'll do 2 or 3 a day. And then after that, we'll start going into whether it applies nowadays. And then getting into the halacha lemaisa. And Mitzvah, lots of very interesting stories. Very, very interesting stories from the Teshuvas along the way.